Good evening. Welcome to the visitors center here at the center of Oroville on the southeast coast of India, on planet Earth, in the middle of the solar system. Now, it's possible that there are people here expecting the show to begin at 7:30, and it's not going to start at 7:30. Although I think they might, I'm not quite sure where it was printed, but somewhere I think it said 7:30, and there's been a, what's the word, a breakdown of communication, and it is in fact starting at 8. I hope this isn't too inconvenient. We apologize for any disturbance or emotional distress this causes you, and we will set up counseling for anyone who is adversely traumatized. But in the meantime, we encourage you to roll with the bows and spend a fabulous 30 minutes between now and the start of the show, because it's worth the wait. Ice, God, where are you? Okay, good. Are you ready to start? We want to, what's that? 5 minutes? You're going to start in 5 minutes? You're eating now. Okay, all right. So even rappers with their hard-edge gangster-style life need to eat. You're going to go and steal some food off somebody. That's the way to do it. Yeah, exactly. What, 7 minutes? Well, we're starting at 8 o'clock. It'll be good to have you guys as soon as possible. A to the S to the A to the P. Bring it. We want the rap stylings. Soon. So in a moment from now, you're about to be dazzled by the incandescent rap stylings of Oroville's very own recycled beatmasters. They take those sounds and upcycle them. They lay down those tracks. They take tracks from another time, tracks that people would have chucked away. They would have thrown those beats in the rubbish. But these guys have taken out those beats, they've dusted them off, they've re-put them back together. These guys, these girls. There are so many more rappers than I expected on stage, and there's so many different sizes. Look at that, there's little ones and big ones. It's just like the full, it's like a bag of mixed rappers.
Exactly.
All right.
Premium waste. Let's get wasted. Words escape my mouth like a tanker going south, to be taken apart and stripped into pieces. I'm sure you saw the pictures of the beach in Gujarat, where they practice jugaad on a massive scale. This country is built on deconstruction. You gotta rip stuff up before you start production. We even have a god for creative destruction. So listen up close and follow these instructions. Everybody join the disassembly line. Recombination is how we design. If you are smart, you take stuff apart and put it back together as a piece of art. Words enter through your ear to get stuck in your mind, where they churn and they turn and you suddenly find your vocal cords grooving, your lips start moving. You hear yourself say things like premium waste. You're saying it once, you're saying it twice, and then you can't stop because it sounds so nice. Premium waste, premium waste. Love that sound, love that taste. Lip stacking lyrics that make you wanna dance. Premium waste makes so much sense.
Everybody join the disassembly line. Recombination is how we design. If you are smart, you take stuff apart and put it back together as a piece of art.
What do you get? Oh my god, it's so fat! We just created a brand new species, and all that it took was a handful of feces. If that's not upcycling, I don't know what is, so I really want you to think about this. What's the matter with matter when it keeps changing its form? Is the essence of life that it keeps being reborn? Is the stuff that I use and then choose to discard as much part of my being as my head or my heart? Where do I end? Where does it end? If every end is the beginning of a circular trend, round and round and round. Got feelings of love, got feelings of creation. When I look at all this stuff, I seen you
destination. Everything that is can always become more. The stuff that we create did not exist before. Mr. Mark is a magician, living on trash. Oak turns audio cassettes into cash. We got the garbage squad, handling collection. Got the Soma team, managing connections. We use premium waste, our new kids on the block. We're here to give respect because you guys rock.
Everybody join this assembly line.
Recombination is how we design. If you are smart, you take stuff apart and put it back together as a piece of art. Everybody join the disassembly line. Recombination is how we design. If you are smart, you take stuff apart and put it back together as a piece of art.
Premium waste.
Oh boy, those boys and girls rocked it. They dropped those sick beats. They were so fat on mine. It was just amazing. It was like recycled beats all the way from the rubbish bin to your ears. So solid. Very nice. Okay, so now in a moment, we're going to start Trash and Show 2017. But before we do, I've got a couple of small requests to make. First of all, we have some of our younger audience members lined up along the catwalk there. I see Sophia and Laya. And what I'm going to ask Sophia and Laya to do is you're in charge of asking all the people sitting around the catwalk to not pull on people's dresses. This is what happened last time we did this show, and there was just a little bit of, they were kind of a bit sticky, you know, people were holding dresses and they were hard. They couldn't go because the people wouldn't let go of the dresses. And so Laya and Sophia are the no-holding dress checkers. Okay, if they see anyone holding dresses or pants or whatever they can get their hands on, Laya and Sophia are going to take them out. Okay, and they're scary, those two. They're dangerous. Okay. So, welcome to the 2017 Trash and Show. Woo! It's been 7 years since we did the last one, and it's about time we did another one. The Trash and Show is part of the Litter-Free Oroville, and by definition, the Litter-Free World campaign, run by Wasteless Oroville, in conjunction with EcoService at Oroville and the Upcycling Studio. Now, these are a collection of organizations that are working hard to make the world a better place, and they're always looking for people who would like to participate or be part of what they do or join the movement. If you would like to learn more about any of these organizations, then don't hesitate to contact them there at the, these are, one's a web address and the other two are emails. So you've got wastelessindia.org, which is their website, ecoservice@oroville.org.in, and upcyclingstudio@oroville.org.in. So if you want to get in touch with any of the organizations behind this event tonight, don't hesitate to contact them using those details. Okay, so Wasteless Oroville, let's start with that. Run by Ribu, Chandra, and a dedicated team have a mission to change the way we think about waste. They currently create curriculum kits for schools designed to educate the next generation in new ways to manage and value waste. And together with Oroville's EcoService and Mark and Oak from the Upcycling Studio, they're working to change the way we all think about waste. So tonight's show presents you with Oroville's response to the challenge to make fashion out of recycled, reused, and upcycled trash. Why? Well, the event hopes to raise awareness of the world's growing garbage problem and to remind us that if we all work together, we can solve this problem. So tonight, you'll see individuals and units show how they took something that we might consider garbage, something to throw away, and transformed it into something wonderful. Now, I warn you, we did receive notification that we might be interrupted. Oh, no, this is exactly what we had hoped wouldn't happen. Those pesky puppets have once again decided to come onto the catwalk. I thought I told you we have enough models. No, I'm sorry. Now there's two of you. Okay, right. Look, I'm actually quite beautiful. Oh, look at these beautiful designs. Wow. So lovely. One is green, one is red, but I can't remember their names. Can anybody remember their names? Has anybody seen them at any of the other Wasteless events? Who can remember their names? One is Vert Green, something the Vert. Anybody remember? No? And the other is something to do with flame. Nobody remembers their names from the other events? Well, anyway, right now their names are not so important because they look so spectacular. Oh, look at that beard. Must get itchy sometimes. I'll give it a scratch. Oh, yeah, you go. Ah, it feels so good. Mmm. And look at that long hair. I mean, that's how you know it's flowing in the wind, looking so stylish. Oh, look, oh, now they're getting friendly. Now, guys, this is a family show. Let's try and keep it, you know. Oh, no, well, they're not listening to me. Oh, they're doing one of those, like, improvised things. See who leads. Are they dancing now? This is beautiful. I mean, it's a touching moment as they encounter each other, almost for the first time, it looks like. Oh, that's so sweet. Look. Ah, are they clapping? Yes! Thank you so much. Fabulous puppets whose names I cannot remember. We may not remember your names, but we'll certainly remember you. Avant-garde. There's one that's dressed like a photographer and she walked away. And now there's a small one staring into the projection. Staring into infinity. She wears a white spaghetti strap dress. Knee-length voile, which is a form of mosquito net. And look at the way she moves across the stage, graceful. And now she's gone, like a memory, like a puff of smoke. Designer Fabiola and her granddaughter Paola tell a story of a dolphin. A dolphin that saved the sea. They saved the sea from plastic. And Stella models a fabulous short pantsuit with what looks like an iPhone 6 in one hand. And there she is, she's flying. It's a pas de deux. Fabiola and Paola wear woven garbage sacks and repurposed plastic smocks as they save the sea from plastic. Goodbye, Fabiola. Goodbye, Paola. Goodbye, Stella. And goodbye, plastic. So here we have Silhouette. Oh, this is Marissa. Local superstar Marissa Martins makes a celebrity cameo appearance as the dastardly Captain Hook. In a box shopping bag and reused suede pirate ensemble, complete with buttons salvaged from a shipwreck. Okay, and this one is, they're doing it in a different order, I'm trying to figure it out. I think it's Silhouette, dressed as a little fox, sports a pedigree dog food jacket and sackcloth pants. Okay, and this is Milo the Bear. He wears a newspaper and waistcloth outfit with garbage sack and feather highlights. And it's not a skunk. It's Ramaya, wearing black garbage bags and an upcycled leather hat. And Moksha hops onto the catwalk as a baby rabbit, wearing a woven refuse sack and newspaper skirt and blouse, accessorized with plastic flowers and the broken end of a needle threader. Ishana is Peter Pan, in a plastic bag skirt and recycled leather hat. Her top is also made of plastic bags. Now Sheen, with Sheen designing's a family affair, as she brings the whole clan into the design studio to create her sensational Tetra Pak dress inspired by Lizzie Gardner. She knows how to design, she knows how to model. Models his own coffee-inspired design and wears a bespoke jute getup brought to life with a reclaimed organic coffee bag decal. High fives all around, low fives. Solid stuff. Like I said, Eden, modeling his own coffee-inspired design, wears a bespoke jute getup brought to life with a reclaimed organic coffee bag and the jacket's back panel. Alright. Jose Luis models his own design, a tailored Chinese collar coffee packaging vest in fragrant espresso scented cardboard. Masha. Haiyun dazzles in a Masha design wireframe hoop skirt and top made of woven waist sacks and recovered shirt collar retail display plastic. Masha steals the spotlight in a stunning Haiyun creation, featuring a mosquito-proof window mesh top and an impermeable shower curtain skirt. Usha. Usha designed and modeled this next touching ensemble made of tinfoil, plastic bags, and glass beads. And Ishan! Kripa and Ishan put their collective inherited assets to good use in a genealogy of outfits created by designer Swaha. Thank you. Tara. Dominatrix Tara steals hearts. Yes. In Julieta's, steampunk, inspired inner tube and truck tire, bondage style apparel. All the way down to some shoes that she's not wearing. Sylvie! Sylvie unfairly uses her natural modeling talent to flaunt her own design, a 1920s flapper-inspired dress made of old rugs, carpets, and CDs. Akila! Mahi takes upcycling to a whole new level as she dresses Leela in a top of reworked X-ray film and a ribbon and wrapping paper skirt. There's no stopping this designer's creativity as her next model, Akila, wows the audience in a fruit-packing foam top above a cardboard and plastic skirt. Birgitta! Modeling her own designs, Birgitta makes good use of duty-free bottle protectors in a catwalk-ready dress decorated with plastic flowers. And Shalev, here comes the bride, as designer Yorit dresses her two beautiful daughters as bride and bridesmaid. Bride-to-be Usher wears a styrofoam and mosquito net creation, while blushing bridesmaid Shalev shines in repurposed photocopies and found polystyrene. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Here it comes. Madhu. Still high on Tsunamika fame, Vipassana digs into the design waste bin to dress the beautiful Madhu in one of the classiest boob tubes ever created, atop a long recycled silk skirt over a volumizing undergarment. Pragnya! Pragnya models this beautiful mixed fishing net and mushroom packaging dress embellished with Kalamkari print waist cloth from Auroville Village Action and designer Ruby. Anutya and Elena.
Now, from Oroville Fashion Institution, the all-seeing 2B2, come four model designers. Anucha models her own shredded waist fabric dress and hat. Designer Sunya dresses Elena in a braided, knotted, waist fabric evening gown. Next on the catwalk, Alia designs and models a dress made of various vertical blinds. That's Alia wearing a dress made of various vertical blinds. Designed by her, modeled by her. Finally, Sunya brings down the house in an Anucha-designed, dramatic, recycled fashion catalog top and skirt. Chandra and Sandhya. Chandra keeps the gorgeous star quality flowing in a dress, hat, and bag made of crochet fabric sample swatches designed by Oromix. Sandhya flaunts her model credentials in an overlong crocheted pullover recovered from repurposed Oromix jersey t-shirt fabric. Frankie, my dear, I don't give a damn. Modeling for Oromix, Javadma upcycles memories of Scarlett O'Hara and Gone with the Wind in a crinoline underskirted opaque packing plastic dress. Singing in the rain, in her political banner, raincoats, hat, and bag, designed by Oromix. Fresh from Kudapalium cleanup and keeping Oroville's cycle paths alive, Jillian's a gift from God, wrapped in a recycled wrapping paper dress that she designed. Looks like it's time for that certain holiday. Manisa and Chandana. Vocal and visual beauty, Manisa makes her cling film bodice and stitched plastic cup dress with insulation foam ruffle look like so much more than garbage. Auraville's next MC and budding model, Chandana, wears a dress made of waste magazines and newspaper. A wine cork necklace completes the mandala designed outfit. Designer Mandala accessorizes with plastic bottleneck belt and wrapping paper flowers to finish the look. Mira! Her blossoming modeling career tonight sees the lovely Mira sparkle in a Mandala designed roofing insulation and compact disc evening gown. Fashion phenomenon, Arley crackles down the runway. Crackles down the runway in her shade net hoop skirt, volumized with lampshade reinforcement plastic, made festive with reclaimed children's beach balls. The top features recycled PVC trim. Laurence models an Arley designed insulation foam and reclaimed rope skirt and top. Grace, Sita, and Ice Warrior. Sita, and Ice Warrior, and Grace! Collectively, they express a decentralized fashion concept from Oak. Internally illuminated, repurposed plastic bags evoke images of clouds against a night sky. And look, it's raining. Incandescent beauty and fashion genius, Jyotis follows on her 2010 fashion show paper dress success with an upcycled thread-lapped bubble skirt and bubble-wrapped bodice. Colored with reclaimed acrylic and decorated in hand-brushed Tetra Pak and Mithai Mandir sweet box butterflies set beneath a wrapping paper and ribbon fascinator. Leah takes time out from her sunlit future internship to moonlight as Jotisa's model of choice for 2017. And that, boys and girls, is it. We're going to see all the models one last time so you can feast your eyes on the 2017 Trash and Show Collection. Put your hands together for all the incredible models and designers tonight at the 2017 Trash and Show! Thank Mahi for doing our lights, the incredible Mattia for doing our sound, and all the other people that have worked so hard to put this show together, Mukta, Mark, Oak, and all the team behind making this show a big success. Thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure.
Where have all the pictures gone? This place was home before you left.